the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
You're listening to Clear Out West Radio. Yo-dee-o, yo-dee-o. The jokes are bad, but sales are good. Yo-dee-o on Clear Out West Radio. Yo-ho.
That's right, Mike Fleming of New West.
Get it out there.
You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and he's tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Oh, goody.
What's the second verse this week?
Well, it comes to mind that you need to pay attention to your horse's hooves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the recommendation is, you know, every 6 to 8 weeks, right?
Right, right, yeah.
Well, some people think that's more of a suggestion than a commandment.
Okay. All right, I get it, yeah. More of a guideline?
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah. Not exactly a rule. Okay, yeah.
Well, if you don't do it, if you don't pay attention every 6 weeks, you're going to pay the price.
Right, and the only exception to that rule is winter.
Right.
That's because the hoof grows slower.
Exactly. Well, we still trim them in February, right?
Well, we try.
We hit February.
We're supposed to.
Trim.
Yeah.
But, it's something you got to stay on top of. Yeah. And if you don't, you're going to have issues.
Right.
Hunters.
Yeah.
You dirty, rotten buggers. You know?
There you go.
They don't touch their horse but once a year.
Now, don't hold back. How do you really feel about this?
And you got a quarter crack and a chip and a break and a...
You got a whole quarter missing.
Missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, put a shoe on that and make sure it doesn't fall off.
I got to go to the mountains because I'm going sheep hunting.
Yeah. That's right. I'm going where the sheep
are.
You're
going to be up in the tundra.
All bets are off.
Yep, that's right.
Forget it.
That is exactly right. So, pay a little more closer attention. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 6 to 8 weeks is a wonderful rule.
I'm going to call it a commandment.
We're going to call it a commandment.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Outstanding.
Do I keep those commandments? Not always.
Well, there are a few others we have a problem with, too. Yeah. But anyway.
Do as I say.
Not as I do.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. That's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, I was close to 8 weeks. I think it was 4 months. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's Pick.
D-I-C-K at clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. That's right. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Not bad.
Not terrible.
Did all right.
As my wife would say, that's not terrible.
Not terrible.
That's not terrible. That's right.
Tolerable.
That's right. Yeah. How about some more music?
Oh, yes.
Wiley and the Wild West is riding along with us here. This is Montana Love Song.
East slope kaleidoscope, sunset raising fire. Her wild and tender beauty kindles my desire to run away and hide. In her hills, Strawberry Creek in August. Oh, what a thrill, Montana. I'll never leave her again. Ooh. Ooh. Her mountains are my church, my cathedral in the sky. I waltz in her shadows, I revel in her light. Her eyes are twinkling stars, her voice soothing wind. She whispers my name and calls me back again to Montana. I'll never leave her again. I hear her song. She sings to me and I'm gone. I sip the crystal waters bubbling from a spring. I gaze into her pool of hope and slip into a dream. I'm nestled in her arms, I'll never let her go. I'm a native son, I'm a lucky one. I love her so, Montana. I'll never leave her again. No, Montana.
Montana. Mm-hmm. Good stuff there from Wiley and the Wild West.
Absolutely. What's his last name?
What? Gustafson.
not Gustafson.
Not Gustafson. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have any problems with that because we're Scandahoovian.
That's right.
Yeah, we don't have a problem there.
Other names we do.
So to speak. Yeah.
Like Anderson.
Well, they're Scandahoovian too.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Same song.
Same song.
Second verse. Mm-hmm. We were talking a little bit about the different rodeos. We got into the ranch rodeos. Have you ever seen a charreada?
I have not.
Charro rodeo.
Oh,
oh my.
I've seen clips.
You have, haven't
I have,
you?
Yes.
Oh, my gracious sakes. These boys are hands.
Well, they're not afraid.
No.
Of anything.
Nothing. Nothing. You know, I know. Put your poison pens away here.
Yeah.
But the horse roping is just amazing.
It is.
His horse runs down the edge of the arena full speed.
Yeah.
And the charro front foots this horse. Now, mm-hmm. he just slows them down.
Right.
He doesn't jerk them off their feet.
He can, but he doesn't.
He could, but he doesn't. He slows them down by dallying around that big wooden horn, mm-hmm. and then he feeds out 60 feet of rope.
And the smoke is boiling.
That billows off of that horn is amazing. I paid particular close attention to how they were holding their coils.
Right.
They hold their coils pointing up.
Oh.
They've got them all fanned out,
uh-huh.
and they're holding them up.
Oh, really?
So as it feeds out that way, and hopefully there's not a digit in it.
Off the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, instead of off the top.
Yeah. Take a look at the YouTube videos.
Those guys are rope mechanics. I'm here to tell you, they are magicians with a riata, lariat, gut line, whatever you want to call it.
Absolutely amazing.
They know what they are doing.
Well, in the second verse to their steer wrestling,
mm-hmm.
is amazing. Have you ever seen that?
Uh-huh.
They ride up next to the steer. Once again, the steer is usually on the edge of the arena fence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They grab the steer by the tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wrap it around somehow. They get their foot in there as well and turn the steer around and then lay the steer lay him down that way.
Yeah. It's amazing.
By his tail.
Somebody that's such a good rope person.
Yeah.
It makes reason to stare. Why would you grab their tail?
Why are you grabbing them by the tail when you're so good with a rope?
Maybe you snapped your rope.
Maybe he lost
maybe
his
you dropped.
Rope. Yeah, that's right.
And I need to get this cow down.
And even in some of the charro rodeos, the bull riding, they ride without holding on with their hands.
Hands free. Yep. Yep.
Whoa.
I saw a video of a young man that was practicing to be a charro.
Really?
He might have been 7 or 8.
Uh-huh.
And the pig was laying down in the mud, puddle, really? And he snuck up on the pig and
he jumped on him.
He hung pretty good.
Did he do pretty good?
He jumped the old hog and off they went.
I'm going to have to look that up. That sounds awesome. We need to ditch out to another commercial here. Yeah, but the good news is when we come back, Joel Nelson has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.